Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We were all looking at our phones, seeing if we received any sex during the break. That would be zero.
No. Well, I haven't looked at mine, but I could assure you I have not received one.
It'll never happen. I actually have an interesting thing. So I got to take, you know, all my kids are kind of due around the same time. They have to do their annual checkups, you know? And my, I guess.
Physicals before the fall seasons.
I think so. And so I have to take my son today. And I was talking to my wife. I go, you know, because we all take him to the same pediatrician. And everything, but he's now 16, going to be 17. I think now it's a point I wait outside and I just let him go in and do his own thing. You know what I mean? And I think that's pretty reasonable. But I think it's the first time, I think in years past, I've always gone in and the doctor will ask you questions and you sit there with him and everything.
Right,
but
you may now, move off the pediatrician too.
No, it's still the same pediatrician.
Not I know, 16. But my point is you move off the pediatrician at some point.
Well, like when they become an
go
adult.
Go to see a general doctor.
Yeah, but he hasn't. The point is, it's that the pediatrician that's basically seen him since he was born, and I've gone to every appointment, or my wife has gone to every appointment, and we usually sit in there. But now he's like 16, and I'm like, yeah, I think it might even be awkward. Like, she might even have questions for him. Or,
I feel like at 16, I know personally, I moved off the pediatrician.
I saw my doctor for years.
I went because I think I maybe went to the same pediatrician that you did as a kid, and then eventually I started going to
Dr. Moling.
Yeah, then I went to Dr. Batslier.
No, no.
And I started seeing him in high school.
I saw Dr. Moling when I was definitely like 17 or 18. I still saw him when I was old. I was like the big kid.
You had to sit there next to like 8-year-old kids.
Yeah. I was the kid
monster with a runny nose.
You were like reading. That was my doctor.
You had to sit there in a little chair reading Highlights magazine.
The worst.
Yeah. But, yeah. So I guess that's the move.
Yeah, you might want to move them to the big boy.
They still have
the
Nubs,
big silly.
Still have Nubs Highlights magazine in my kid's doctor's office.
That's what I'm saying, though,
I can't believe it.
Your kid's almost a man.
I know. It's scary. But it's just weird. It's weird. I'll just see him off and just say, come back when you. But I'm assuming I'm going to have to go in there and answer some sort of parental questions or something that maybe you don't have to.
Nah,
I don't know. He might want the doctor.
Do.
He might want that doctor-client privilege now, EP.
Yeah, well, he might. Sure. He might have questions he wants to ask.
Absolutely, and that's fine. But, I mean, like, what about, like, shots? And, you know, I don't know. I don't know how that stuff works.
Yeah, I don't know.
Getting into that weird time.
I mean, he's almost 17.
He is. Going to be 17 next month.
Do you All do right. shots? When you're that
I
old?
Think most of the shots are done by then. Most
you
of the
like,
vaccines
you do,
are
you do
over.
Like a meningitis shot before college, and that's like it.
You know,
yeah,
like a
I
tetanus shot every 10
you know,
years.
You're just more worried
it
about your kid at 17 to 20 doing vodka shots and tequila shots than taking vaccines.
Yeah.
And just hoping they don't like drink themselves into a coma.
I don't know. It's uncharted territory for me.
I know.
I'm just telling you, I don't know. But all right, let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment.
I hope you entertain me, because I know that our next guest is going to entertain us, Patrick Lechleitner from Homeland Security. He's right outside the door.
Nice.
He's going to come in and scare
you
us starting at 9 a.m.
You got a bunch of questions lined up,
Cakes? Of course I do. I'm just full of questions.
All right, good. Annabelle Creation. What did Kevin give that one? $35 million. At the box office in its opening weekend, a budget of just 15.
I don't even remember him reviewing that one.
He did. I can't remember what he gave it. He said it would lead the box office, and he was right. The Junks need to come up with a movie about a doll. Like a low-budget movie about a doll.
Is this an animated flick?
It's not animated. It's just a low-budget horror flick.
Wow.
This is the formula. Yeah. You go in, you have a successful franchise, you make your sequel for $20 million, and then it makes $200 million at the box office.
Right. Well, maybe when your Bitcoin reaches like $100,000, then we'll have some
Nest capital.
Money.
Yeah, I don't know. If the Bitcoin makes it to $100,000, then I would squander it on a terrible movie premise.
No, at that point, you're done.
Yeah.
Dunkirk, number two, that still did another $11 million. People are still raving about that movie. So far, it's made $153 million in 4 weeks. The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature, did $8 million in its debut.
Title.
The Dark Tower, $7 million. And rounding out the top five, The Emoji Movie did another $6 million. So far, it's made $63 million at the box office.
The terrible Emoji Movie has made $60 million?
Yep. Gotta take your kids to see something. It's been a dud of a summer. I've seen that box office revenue is way down this summer overall.
I know. I haven't seen one. I haven't been to the theater once. So that's me. Have you? How many times have you been?
There have been a few blockbusters out this summer that I've seen. I've probably been two or three times. I can't recall off the top of my head what I've seen. Pretty memorable movies.
Tom Cruise.
Spider-Man.
Was in the news this weekend. He apparently filming a stunt for Mission Impossible 6.
Good. That's what he should be doing instead of some of the drivel that he's been doing of late.
On Sunday, he's 55 years old, and he ended up slamming into a brick wall. He was attached to a pulley system, and he made some sort of jump from a scaffolding onto a roof in London. He tried to continue the scene, but then his knees buckled underneath him. I believe there's video of him.
Yeah, there is.
You could see this.
He is going to wind up docking himself off, because wasn't he on the outside of that big giant plane in the last Mission Impossible movie?
Yeah.
Like, he actually did that stunt.
Yeah. Have you found out rappelling down the building?
Haven't, really. I should probably.
Does your wife know about it?
She knows about it.
Remember, Cruz also scaled the Burj Khalifa back in 2011.
Correct. He's a madman.
What Cakes is going to be doing.
Awad, can we get you on the scene for Cakes rappelling down the building for Special Olympics?
He'll definitely have to video that, of course. If he doesn't show up to film that, we just fire him.
By the way, I'll be disappointed if it's a building like the size of our Main Street building in Fairfax. If you're rappelling down like a 20-foot building.
It's probably like, I would guess it's in Bethesda. It's probably like
I think it's a legit building. I've seen it before. They do it every year. I think it's like an 8 or 10-story building.
I can't believe I've gotten myself into this just for an appearance fee.
I think it's like 100 feet in the air.
It's not even a swole appearance fee. It's the regular standard appearance fee.
I can't believe your wife didn't give you the business, because I just remember when you slept in the coffin for 2 days, we had like your sister-in-law calling into the show saying the family was really upset.
There was serious concern for my well-being and safety.
Are you don't have a fear of heights, generally speaking?
Generally, no. But check back with me when I'm strapped to the side of a building and I have to jump off the side of it. I may sing a different tune.
I think you'll be fine. This is a weird story. Kelly Ripa and Regis, so they last worked together back in 2011.
Okay.
Regis is still kicking. The last time I saw him, and I don't know, it was in the last year or so, he still looks the same.
He's got to be like, I'm going to guess Regis Philbin is 82
He's
years
85.
Old. He's 85.
He's 85. He looks fantastic.
Wow.
I mean, who knows? When
Good
you're
for
that
him.
Age, you're just, you know, happy to be here. But apparently, they haven't spoken since he left the show. They were like buddy-buddy, like best friends on the show,
Seriously?
That's weird. Did she kind of push him out the door?
No, he left on his own. He felt like, look, this is a younger person's game. At that point, he was about 78, 79 years old. He's like, hello, it's time for me to move on.
And he ultimately got replaced by Strahan, right?
Ultimately, yes.
And then Strahan's been
replaced
by Seacrest.
But she felt jilted. She felt like he abandoned her or something, and he was leaving because of her. And he said, no, I'm almost 80. That's
Stupid.
Why I'm leaving. And so,
she's made millions of dollars because of Regis Philbin.
And he says he's called her. She won't return the calls.
Yeah.
And then this weekend, apparently, there was some cocktail party at, you know, the guy Gelman?
Sure,
the producer.
Yeah.
Yeah, way more compensated producer than our producer.
Right. Our hero.
Right. Gelman's wife, apparently, had some sort of party, some cocktail party, and Kelly Ripa showed up super early and left super early.
That's my move. She's stealing my move.
To avoid seeing Regis. Because they haven't spoken in like 6 years. How weird is that? She's a whack job, isn't she?
She might be.
Because she was all offended when Strahan left. She was all offended when Regis left. What's her problem?
And isn't it not working out very well with Seacrest?
I think the ratings have...
Well, she's also offended because apparently Seacrest behind the scenes is working to move the show to L.A. because he's got to do that whole American Idol bit. He's got his radio gig out there. I mean, this dumb morning show
is ruining his life.
Yeah. And so she's going to be livid if they end up saying you have to pack up and move to L.A. I think she'd quit if they did that.
By the way, if I make it to 85, I hope I just remember my name at that point, let alone function enough to go to a cocktail party.
Right? Cakes, are you jealous of Gelman's $15 million net worth?
Isn't that great?
Yes. How could I not be?
such an idol for Valdez and us.
You guys are swinging for the fences now. It's what you can aspire to.
You think he came up with this genius?
Of course not. He's not that risque. He's not that edgy.
But he has a confetti cannon when they play trivia games.
Yeah, you know what? It's built.
That's smart. We have a ball cannon when we do our games.
$15 million empire, so you can drone all you want. But he has the last laugh.
It's so stupid, and it's been so successful.
Our show's very stupid and hasn't been quite that successful.
Game of Thrones was out again last night. Is that correct?
Yes.
I think my son, we were watching the old episode of Hard Knocks. He was like, you got to hurry up. We got to be done by 9 because I'm watching Game of Thrones.
Right.
Apparently, I read a story that HBO has actually offered the hackers who have threatened to release episodes of Game of Thrones in advance. They've offered them like $250,000 to not do it.
In Bitcoin.
Wow. They're actually negotiating with the terrorists.
How much?
$250,000. But they say that's nothing. They say they make $15 million a year just basically holding people hostage and hijacking and hacking into things.
Where are they making their money, though? HBO is a subscription service, right?
Yes.
So for Game of Thrones, like, I could watch Game of Thrones. I just don't.
Right.
Where are they making their more money by people watching Game of Thrones?
I guess more people, they just people won't quit the service. They just won't unsubscribe.
So the way that they monetize, Game of Thrones is worth it, is because we're getting more and more subscribers.
Right, they're hoping people don't share the password logins, Valdez. Right.
Although, as Valdez has pointed out, it's almost like they've encouraged people to share HBO Go, right? At least in years past. That was what.
Yeah, when they first came out with it, they said go ahead and share it with your family.
Right.
I know that the hackers maybe didn't release more Game of Thrones, but they've already released more, like, Curb Your Enthusiasm's coming back in October.
Yeah, they've got some episodes of that.
Put some episodes
like episodes
out.
Of The Deuce or something like that.
They're just whoring people. They have personal information of the actors. They're releasing all of that.
Shouldn't they be able to figure out who that leaker is?
It's not a leaker. They're hackers.
That's true.
Not a leaker, the hacker.
So used to the Trump leakers, the hackers, and HBO.
And last but not least, it looks like Justin Bieber, he's hollering, he's sliding into some chick's DMs. And of course, when you do that, they can make that public.
Oh.
So.
Everybody's horny.
He is. Who's the girl that he's gone after? Is she famous?
Who's he married to?
No, she's not even famous.
Is he the one that's married to Jessica Biel?
No,
Biebs?
No.
I thought you said Timberlake.
You're getting your Justins mixed up.
Sorry.
I thought he said Timberlake.
It's the Biebs.
Sorry.
No, it's the Biebs.
You know, the guy that came up with Despacito.
Does he know her from the gym, or is she just sort of like an Instagram famous chick, and he's all up in her DMs?
He was thirsty.
Yeah, I guess so. And then a lot of these guys, when they do that, the girls just, they screen cap and they put it out there and they just humiliate them.
All right, so
be careful out there, fellas.
You already met Patrick Lechleitner, right?
I did. I met
him
out.
Is he a scary individual? He's a nice guy.
No, he seems like a super nice
guy. Looks like he can handle his business, though, doesn't he, Cakes?
Absolutely.
All right, he's a special agent in charge of the Homeland Security Investigations, D.C. office, HSI. We'll talk to him next here on The Fan.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.